Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. The Labor Department today says U.S. consumer prices rose in February on higher gasoline and apparel prices. The Labor Department said its closely watched consumer price index rose 0.4%, the biggest monthly gain since last July after increasing 0.3% in January. Analysts had forecast headline CPI rising 0.3%. Core prices, which exclude food and energy items, increased 0.2% in February after rising by the same margin the prior month. The Dow Jones Industrial Average now trading at 73.20, down 75.5 points. The NASDAQ 14.59, down 2.71. And the S&P 500 at 7.71, it's down 6.5 points.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is our very own Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave. The computer models are back in line with more precipitation next week. They've been sort of flipping and flopping, and yesterday the models were a little bit drier, but again, today they've returned to a wetter pattern across the area. There have always... They've been pretty consistent with precipitation late this weekend and early next week. The change comes in the latter portion of next week when a storm system, again, the runs towards the end of last week and over the weekend showed a storm system coming out of the northwest and bringing some increased rainfall to the area. Yesterday's model run took it out. Today it's right back in. And if indeed it is the case that we do see that precipitation, flooding situations, which along the Illinois and Wabash River are classified as major flooding. Many other river basins have minor flooding across Illinois and Indiana. And across northern Indiana, there's still some substantial flooding from the meltdown of the heavy snowpack, the saturated soil, and the couple rounds of heavy rains they received in the last couple weeks. Well, there could be an expansion of the flooding. We don't expect to see much more major flooding, but again, the rivers will be slow to recede, and that could cause some delays as we start to get ready for some of the pre-season field work and preparation for the planting season. Temperature-wise, we have a cold front that's coming into the area. We will see a return to seasonal temperatures after this brief warm-up, and the few rain showers that have developed in Iowa are starting to push towards northern Illinois. Again, some light rain will start to push up or push across the Mississippi River into the area. That will be followed by seasonal temperatures. So central Illinois and southern Illinois, overnight low temperatures will be around, maybe just slightly above freezing. To the north, they are expecting some freezing conditions, but cooling is expected late next week again and into the following weekend. Temperatures not likely to become cold enough to threaten any winter wheat, but some new vegetative development may be burned back. And again, we'll keep our eye on the computer models, which, again, having a hard time deciding whether it wants to bring that frontal system and the storms into the area, followed by the cooler air or not. As far as the delta in the southeast, they are getting a little rain in an area that hasn't seen much in the last several weeks. That's southern and central Florida. The rest of the south in the delta, southeast and the delta, dry and mild yesterday. It does look like we will be looking at more precipitation during the middle week next week with heavier rainfall now expected. Local flooding may result there. However, mostly dry weather today through Monday. And again, from late March into the beginning of April, will help the flooding to maybe not be such a big impact on the agricultural
processes there. Rain will not be as heavy in the southeastern states as that in the Delta, and minimal amount of flooding is expected across the southeast. As far as South America, they do have warmer temperatures in Argentina. No precipitation occurred yesterday, and the best chance for rain is expected to occur late this weekend through early next week, and again at the end of the month. Precipitation should help to slow down the net drying, and it will not likely reverse the trend. Portions of the late-season double-crop soybeans in Buenos Aires are becoming more seriously stressed, and late-season crops are in the pod setting and filling stage of development, and the lack of moisture could end up reducing yield potential there. As far as Brazil, the forecast has changed very little. Showers and thunderstorms will continue daily in many central and northwestern crop areas. Some harvest progress be delayed, but the rainfall in most days should not be heavy enough, and some field work will advance around the greatest precipitation. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat open at 6.05, down a quarter, last trade down 2.5. July 6.14.5, down 1.5, last trade down 2.25. May wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 5.54, up 1.5, last trade down 2. July 5.65.75, up 1, last trade down 1.75. May corn opened at 3.89.5, down 1, last trade down 1. July $4, down 3/4, last trade down 1/2. December 4.19.75, down 1, last trade down 1. In March of 2010, 4.29, down 2.25, last trade up 3/4. May beans open at 9.13 unchanged, last trade up 2.75. July 9.10.5 unchanged, last trade up 3.5. November 8.60 down 1, last trade unchanged. May soybean meal open at 2.86.10 up 10, last trade up 2.40. May soybean oil opened at 31.31 unchanged, last trade down 12. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Ed Dunn of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, we had consumer price index numbers this morning. The number rose by 0.4%. That's the biggest monthly gain since last July. Does that keep a lid on the U.S. dollar and potentially mean that we see higher grain prices on the balance of the week?
Well, let's keep our fingers crossed there, Dave. We hope that news like that continues to support us, because obviously the grain markets have been very directly tied into what's happening with our economy and our stock market. The stock market right now is showing a little bit of uneasiness this morning. It's down almost 100 points. So unfortunately, that news is not bumping them up right now, but we hope that the long-term effect does do that, because that's certainly been a big jump in this rally we've had in the last week or two. But as of so far this morning, it doesn't appear like it's going to help us yet.
Are you seeing some technical indicators on the May lead corn chart that we need to keep an eye on?
Yeah, a little bit, Dave. I mean, you look, we've got some solid support all the way down to 370. We got resistance at 4.25. So look at us to kind of stay in that range. You know, obviously you can narrow things up a little bit. You know, this week's high of 397.5 is going to be pretty tough to get through, especially with, you know, like you mentioned earlier, you've got the stock market that maybe is trying to provide some support, but the outside markets and crude oil are a little bit weaker this morning. I think that's going to hurt us some. But not only do we need to look at the technicals, we got to look at the fact that there's a lot of farmer grain out there that is getting sold and still has to be sold. That is somewhat keeping a lid on corn. You've seen the last day or two, corn has struggled to see much strength, and beans have done better. Well, I think a lot of that is tied to that farmer selling. So look for corn to struggle to get to some of those resistance levels in the short term, because there's just a lot of that has to be moved.
Would you be concerned if May corn didn't settle above 405 by week's end?
I don't think so, Dave. Because I think if what you mentioned earlier about the stock market is probably going to be the underlying factor to hold us together, I just don't think it's going to go anywhere real fast. But I don't think just because we don't get to that level by Friday is a reason to push a panic button. I think the markets in general are going to stay pretty well behaved until we get to March 31st. That don't look for a ton of action between now and then. Every rally is going to be met with selling. Every sharp decline is going to be met with some optimistic buying because maybe the stock market is showing some stability. So I think we're going to be fairly quiet here in the next 2 weeks.
What are you seeing in the beans this morning?
Look for maybe a little bit of a better opening, a couple of cents. The news out of South America where they were going to lighten up the export tax apparently is not coming true. The farmers are now upset, and supposedly there's no meeting on the table. And so the more stable supply comes from the U.S. and other outlets versus South America. So look for that. Look for beans to show more opportunity to run today than corn or wheat. You know, like I said, the overnights are probably a decent indication of that. Look for beans to maybe be a couple higher, where corn and wheat maybe start the day on the negative side.
And they're spreading, the beans front end up and the back end down, yes?
Yes, and look for that to continue. And if anybody's going to buy into those Informa numbers, that is going to continue to happen. So don't be surprised to see the new crops continue to struggle.
What do you see for wheat today?
I see a couple lower. Nothing big there, Dave. The weather is probably trying to provide some underlying support. We've got some weather problems here in the U.S., but at the same time, it's going to be similar to corn in that the people don't want to let it get too cheap because of underlying support from the stock market. So a lower start, but we probably don't take it down too far.
Thank you very much, Ed.
You bet, Dave. Thank you.
That's Ed Dunn of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. By the way, all the information from the All-Day Agricultural Outlook meeting is now posted on the website. You can go back and review that at your leisure or download the files at willag.org. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. The time now is 9:01 Central Time.